Well, what was supposed to be a peaceful protest this morning ended up being a very violent one. Venancy Mondlane, who is running for the presidential elections here in Mozambique, after the initial results were announced last week, he called for a peaceful protest to contest the result of these elections because he believes the elections were rigged in favor of Frelimo, the party that has been ruling Mozambique since its independence in 1975. So this morning we saw initial groups or small groups of people coming together at the place where last week prominent politicians were murdered by unknown people. And then it happened to be hundreds of them coming to protest. And then when they were singing, when they were chatting, when they were showing their posters protesting the elections and also saying that Mozambique is ours, so we all need electoral justice. And then we saw police coming on and firing tear gas and also paper to disperse the protesters. So they ran away, and in that process, at least two journalists were injured, and also it said that at least six people were detained by the police following this manifestation.
And as you just mentioned, Amancio, the opposition candidates are saying the poll was rigged. The full results of Mozambique's October 9th national election are expected this week, with early results showing that the ruling party Frelimo is set for another win. So are there concerns that the unrest could spread?
As you can recall, this unrest was to happen in all the 10 provinces, but only in Maputo it was strong enough to have the police being this violent. In the other province, police totally blocked the protesters to go into the street, affecting many businesses. Only in Maputo, protests were big. So it's not very clear whether tomorrow or after tomorrow this will continue or not. But knowing that, Mr. Venancio Mondlane today, when we spoke to him, he spoke to journalists when he came to tell his followers that they have to go home because the protest was over. He told the people, he told the press that there will be a follow-up action. He did not set up when this action will take place, but he made sure that the next step will be a bit radical compared to this one.
And that is independent to the presidential candidate, Venancio Mondlane, who said that?
Yeah, he said that there will be a follow-up protest in the coming days. He did not say exactly when. We know that on the 24th this week, the electoral authority has to announce the results. So perhaps after that, it's when he will also start the formal protest, and he says he will not give up because he believes elections were rigged.
Amancio Vilanculés of VOA's Portuguese to Africa service in Maputo. Thank you for your input, Amancio.
Thank you. See you next time.